Yeah. But we are recording right now. We are currently live. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the High Five with Gage Hartman. I'm here with Liz and Josh. Liz, let me have you explain who you are first, because you can probably do it much better than I can.
My name's Elizabeth. Reynolds is my professional directing, filmmaking name. I'm a writer, director, producer. I live in the Twin Cities, and that's like the short story.
Okay.
I recently filmed a short film in Duluth, and Gage was in the film, and Josh was in the film, but Josh was also a producer. So that's what we're here to talk about today.
Heck yeah.
And you just spilled on yourself.
Did I really? we're cutting that. Josh, you want to talk a little bit about what you do?
Yeah, so I was the main star in The Deft. No, I'm kidding. Gage and I had a fight scene.
We
did. And we ended up backing down. And I think Gage and I jokingly said that my name in the film was going to be soft guy number one for backing down during the fight.
Yeah.
But like Liz said, I helped executive produce the film with Nathan Lipinski. He was the main guy that set up everything, and I was just kind of helping him out during the whole weekend and helping Liz out.
Yes.
Track down her scripts and make sure everything was going well and smoothly during the entire weekend.
Yeah, it was like a test of how well we worked together on this, a long short film. It was just under 20 minutes, and short films can be, as long as they're under 45 minutes, they're considered a short film, but most film festivals want it to be under 20 minutes for it to be part of their lineup.
How much time total typically goes into a movie that's like 20 minutes long?
It took us 3 days to film this film, and bless our crew, one of those days was a 16-hour day, and they really loved us.
Was that the day that I was on?
That was the day you were on set.
Okay, yeah.
So we started at 6 a.m.
Oh, yeah.
And we finished at 10?
It was 10.
It was 10.
It was a long day.
And then that was so we could film at the Great Lakes Aquarium. They just welcomed us in with open arms to film there. So to do that, we had to get in early before it opened to the public. And that was why we had the crew just said yes, because they wanted to film at the aquarium. So they said yes. And then the other 2 days, it was like a 12-hour day, and then an 8-hour day. So that's why it wasn't like three 20-hour days.
But. So it's not, it's not necessarily months of, of filming to get 20 minutes.
Whereas a feature film, you would have 4 or 5 weeks of 10-hour days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, before we get too far into The Deft, I think that people are probably going to want to hear a little bit more about what you do and how you got into it. And it's kind of a very unique role, especially to people around Minnesota and northern Minnesota. I mean, I don't know any other directors other than Casey. Oh. Right, Casey?
Casey's behind the camera.
yeah, exactly.
He's got red hair and a beard, and he's just like smiling at us. So,
for those of you watching and listening, she is you're from Northern California.
I'm originally from Sacramento.
Sac-town.
A very famous director, Greta Gerwig, is also from Sacramento, so it's a little intimidating, I think.
So what was your inspiration behind getting into being a director?
I think just being a writer and wanting to have control over the storytelling process, and I think wanting to tell good stories, that's why just being a writer, director, and producer, you kind of want to do it all, and as a woman you kind of have to do more things to get your films made, so you fund it, you direct it, and you write it traditionally until you've become more established.
So at what age did you know that you wanted to go into directing?
Directing came later. I was in production in my late 20s. I started writing early.
And you were still in California at that time?
I was in Sacramento. I was trained...
Sac-town.
Later, yes.
Sorry.
So, I was trained in production and then took time off I have kids with special needs.
Okay.
So my oldest daughter is 13 and on the autism spectrum, so I had to take a long break too, until she was more self-sufficient, I guess.
Okay.
And then I was able to get back into it recently.
Yeah.
And then with that time off, I wrote a short script, and I wrote and produced it. I didn't direct it. I asked my friend Josh to direct it, just to see how would do.
Different Josh.
A different Josh. Different Josh. Josh Mers. He's in the Twin Cities. He's at edits and directs out there. And it did really well. It like won a bunch of awards. And,
oh, nice.
And so that kind of confirmed, like, okay, next time you're going to direct your work.
Okay.
And so I did a few more shorts, and then now I'm going to do feature films after that, after the Deft. I just, you know, still want to see how that does, because you have to build a body of work to get funding. You know, things like need to be funded. You don't want to, like,
record.
Right. We got a lot of help with Nate and the aquarium, and my husband paid a lot of, you know, like a lot of money to help get this made.
Yeah.
So that way it's like a calling card.
Yeah.
So
did you write the Deft?
I did.
Then the entire thing?
Yes.
By yourself?
Yeah.
Okay. How long did that take you?
You really want to know? It took me 20 minutes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
As long as the film?
Weird flex, but okay.
Yeah, exactly.
20 minutes.
Yeah,
it
exactly.
It took me 20 minutes.
Oh, nice.
Well, it took me, because I was writing a feature, and I pitched it to Jim. I need to look up his name. You'll have to cut
Jim.
That.
You know Jim, Josh? You know who she's talking about?
Yeah. Yeah, Jim.
Jim Beam?
Yeah. Jimmy Dean, actually.
Casey, you know Jim?
Mm-hmm. John? Jimmy John?
Yeah, him maybe.
Yeah.
Are you talking about Jimmy John's? Like the sandwiches?
Are you talking about Slim
Jim
Jim's?
Burke, sorry.
Oh, okay, there we go.
From the Green Book.
Okay. Thank God we didn't get off track.
So I pitched him my feature film, and he like said it would be a really good movie.
Okay.
So then I started breaking it up into...
Wait, and that's not the Deft, or that is the Deft?
It's not the Deft.
Okay, got it. So the feature film is something that you've yet to film.
No, but it's a thriller, and so, but I have not, hadn't directed a thriller yet.
Got it.
So.
Okay.
That was why I did the Deft, was because that is also a thriller.
Oh, it is.
Too.
I feel bad, because I feel like I know so little about the Deft, and here
Josh. You
haven't
even read the script. You're just like, yes, I'll do it.
Can you email it to me? Yeah. I didn't read the script. Yeah, I should have, I guess. So the Deft is a thriller? It's like
it's a psychological thriller.
Okay. So does that... That's not is a scary movie and a thriller the same thing?
No.
It's not.
A horror. I mean, it's kind of in the same lane. Like a horror is scary, but a psychological thriller could be more suspenseful or like mind tricks.
Just thrilling.
Like Memento. Mm. I've seen that.
Is that a movie?
Yes.
No.
Okay.
Is that a recent movie?
The Gift.
Fight Club.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. That's.
Yeah.
That's. Not recent at all.
Fight Club?
Yeah.
No, but I haven't
Inception.
Seen that either. But I, ooh, that's one. Yep, that's
a
good one.
Okay,
that's a thriller. I get it. Now I follow. Now I'm on.
It's like you're not really sure what's going on.
Right.
Yeah.
So what's the general storyline of the Deft?
It follows siblings. The one actor you met.
I think I met both of them.
Well,
the guy with the afro, and then.
No, that is his friend Carter. But it follows siblings that after their father dies, they like square off in essence over who gets his fortune, and he kind of spirals in his own way, and she spirals in her own way, and there's some twists in there that, I mean, it's a psychological thriller, so you can't really
right. I see what you're saying. You can't just... Okay.
Yeah, you gotta watch it.
Yeah. How is it... Is it similar to your feature film?
The feature film is actually based on a true story that I uncovered helping my mother-in-law when my father-in-law passed away. I uncovered a story about an airplane bombing. So She was just, like, randomly throwing out information, and I was like, what are you talking about? So...
Wait, your mother-in-law?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So she bombed an airplane?
She did not bomb an airplane. No, but she... There was a house title, and I pulled it out, and I was like, who's this name on the title? Because everything would need to be transferred to her name.
Yeah.
Because her husband passed away.
Okay, right.
And she was like, oh... That was this person, and, oh, because her first husband died in a plane bombing. And that was never, like, reported. And I'm like, what? I'm like, I can't deal with you right now. Like, yeah. I'm just like, okay, whatever. And so, like, and then I eventually came back. And
so that sparked an idea of doing a film about...
Yeah, and then I got back to her about it, like, months later, but...
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you think Josh is going to be in that one?
I think Josh and Nate and I worked so well together
as producers,
right. I think we will work on a feature film, like my next feature film together. I think we've established.
Yeah, working on set was pretty crazy. I don't know.
Working with actors, especially, they love that.
So. Yeah,
and we talked about how it only took 3 days. I feel like it would have taken a lot longer if we hadn't all been in the same household for those 3 days.
So, one location makes it go so much more efficiently.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty welcoming, too. And like everyone became more cohesive. They understood each other. They were able to mess around and joke with each other during dinner or breakfast, and I thought that was much better. And I don't know if you had told me about the feature film that you had been working on.
No, I
don't know if you told me.
I didn't tell you about... Like what we just talked about, but I did mention that I have.
Yeah, you don't. Yeah.
Yeah, that just was for you guys.
Nice.
Yeah.
Wonderful. That's a high five exclusive.
I mean, I have like several, but I did talk to Dawson about it, that last night.
The main character, Dawson, correct?
Yeah, like that when he was asking about.
So was he the one with the afro?
No, he was. The one with the scarf that was like you guys were messing around with.
So Josh, Are you? That was your first experience producing, right?
Yeah, that was my first experience on a film set. I think like the only other experience I've had in like theater was in like third grade. I was in a Tom Sawyer film play, and I had one line.
Nice.
So yeah.
What character were you?
In Tom's, I was like the kid that was like, "Hey Tom, I'll trade you this dog leash to paint the fence," or something like. We were trading services to paint his fence.
Okay.
I don't remember. It was in third grade.
Yeah. Inspiring.
Yeah. But no, it was fun. I remember you came, Nathan and I went to, we were at a work meeting, or a work trip down in Uptown.
Yeah.
For, in like, November, and you came, and it was before this.
No, Vera introduced me to Nate.
It was last summer, she had come
and
pitched the idea at breakfast one morning, and we were let's do it. This is something that we can take on.
I know, I was so shocked.
I think it would be, we both agreed that we thought it would be super fun. I remember going back that day and talking about how, like, what we can do to make it better. And then a few months later, she came and read us the script during this work trip. And we were so ecstatic to work with it. I had nothing but fun. It was definitely a draining experience working that many hours and just, like, being so intensely focused on one goal for the weekend. Like, I loved that aspect, but it was just a lot to deal with.
Yeah. You guys also, running up to that, were working 100 hours right before that. I couldn't believe that you were doing that.
Nathan was probably putting that much in. I was probably at like 70 to 80 hours, but
I was like, what are you guys doing? A lot of work. But you didn't know like also what to expect for production.
No.
Because they were doing Rainbow Rain stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Right before that. And I came in the week before to make sure everything was lining up. And so it was their very first production. And they were like, oh, yeah, those 3 days, we're, like, on it. And the whole time I'm like, they have no idea, like, what's going to happen. And I'm not going to tell them this, you know.
Yeah.
Because, Rainbow Rain was, like, their clothing line that they're launching.
Right.
But it was, like, literally 12-hour days they were putting in right up to that.
Mm-hmm.
Or sometimes even 15, like Nate was going all day long.
Yeah.
And then it was like The Deft, which was like 16, all day long.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was totally draining for them.
What is, So is it production, is it's mostly you like deal with like the logistics of making sure that everything runs smoothly.
Yep.
Correct. Yep. So like what are some of the things that you do?
So the first day I was in charge of getting breakfast for everyone, and that was quite the fiasco. I went to, I don't know if I should say the name, Big M Arches.
McDonald's.
We got a bunch of, we got like 100 hash browns, and I called them the day before to make sure that they were done. And
advance notice.
I think
that's a good call.
They salt bathed some oil on the hash browns, and that was it. They weren't cooked.
They were frozen.
So we had to figure everything out to like get the crew breakfast and stuff like that. So my role with Nathan as executive producer was getting the locations down and make sure everyone is maybe not staying on schedule. I think that was more of the associate director, but we were just making sure everyone had their stuff when they needed it. Everyone was in place when they needed to be, and just having, like you said, the logistics of everything. Yeah. I would say that was my main role.
Yeah, it was like if a problem came up, it was like he was there to like just solve the problem. And you know, a couple things came up, and it was like, what can I do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. A lot of driving that weekend, just back and forth from the aquarium to the house that we were staying at.
Oh yeah, I suppose.
Yeah, so that was the one location. There, and then we went Glen Sheen. There was this cemetery next to it, but there was, what was that event that was happening?
Winter Villages Duluth.
So we had to like compete with that, so that kind of messed up our timing.
Yeah,
just trying to find parking.
Oh my gosh, I imagine. Yeah, and the parking is crazy during the Winter Village.
So I I think an emergency vehicle left a cone out, so I just like parked in front of the cone, like that was a cone for me.
Yeah.
On the street.
Nice.
And like left my car there. I'm like, and nobody cared. Like the police went by, didn't care.
Yeah.
And I like pulled open the gate to the cemetery, and like I was like, okay, let's just go there and like.
And so some of it was filmed in the cemetery.
Yes.
There.
Yeah, because I talked with Dennis Lamkin, who was a big help.
Nice. I hope Dennis watches my podcast. Yeah. Everybody, literally every single person in Duluth knows who Dennis Lamkin is. Do you know who Dennis Lamkin is? Except for Casey, everybody else in Duluth.
He was very helpful with locations too. Like he met for breakfast one as well and helped with just making sure we could film there. He said it's public, so there was no one to even talk to get permission. So.
Of the graveyard is?
Yeah.
It's public?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow, I didn't know that.
That's but insane. I mean, it was so busy and like filled with snow. Like, I don't think, you know, if it had been like a less busy day,
right?
Maybe somebody would have said something to us. Who knows?
Yeah,
those scenes still turned out. Like Nathan and I we have beautiful all of the footage on some SSD drives at our house, and they were so impactful that scene. Like I got goosebumps from watching. I don't remember the actress's name.
Allura,
and then what was the
Joseph Biesnick.
Yeah, like that scene gave me goosebumps.
Yeah.
It was a really fun scene.
Yeah.
So when is the deft? It's, I think you were telling me earlier, it's the rough.
The rough cut will be finished in 1 or 2 weeks.
Okay.
And so depending on how it looks, it could be done shortly after that, or it could take another 1 or 2 weeks.
So a rough cut is like the equivalent of like a rough draft, correct?
Yeah.
Like when you're writing a paper.
Yeah.
So watch
he's
it and
giving,
some...
like I gave him all my notes, Sebastian, our editor, and he's going to, based off of that, give me his best try. And then we'll have our, like a 4-hour meeting in his office and talk about, like what we think.
That's crazy. There's so much that goes into making movies.
Yeah.
I don't think I could do it. I don't think I could. I don't think I could be a director. I don't have the patience for that kind of
stuff. Right? Like, that's
there's no way. Yeah. So then the final cut, then.
Final cut
is... that, like,
is,
June?
No, it'll
May?
Be April. It'll
April.
Be March or April.
Oh, dang.
Yeah,
nice.
It'll be done soon.
Yeah. And that'll be... So where can people watch The Deft?
Well, it'll be submitted to festivals, but for us, like, we'll have a screening for everyone who was in it or participated in it to watch.
That'll be cool.
Yeah.
So what festivals do you go to showcase it?
Well, we'll for sure we are going to submit to Stockholm International. That's like a big important
like
one to
Stockholm,
us.
Stockholm, Sweden?
Stockholm, Sweden, yes.
So you'll go to Sweden to...
If we get it accepted there, we will...
Oh, we're going
we're
to gonna
go. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We want to go. So, and other international ones. We just want to go and, like, experience, like, the festivals. Like, Cannes, even, I'm sure we'll try for that one.
Where's Cannes?
I don't know.
France.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So what's, I mean, what's, like, the goal with, like, doing these festivals? Is it just the experience of doing it, or do you hope to, like, win, like, a prize?
Yeah.
Or,
well,
like,
not
cash?
A prize, but when you... get into the more prestigious festivals, that is an accolade, and people want to work with you.
Okay.
So when people want to work with you, that can get your projects funded and made.
Yeah.
So you don't have to, like, work so hard to, you know, get something,
get
attention or noticed.
Yeah. So it's like the natural progression of the, through the business. Or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, what's your like final goal? Where would you like to end up?
I want to direct like
the big
films.
Ones.
Yeah.
With Leo.
Sure.
Do you think Leo could have done what I did out there that day?
Yeah, I think you guys could stand toe to toe.
Josh says no way.
I was a single actor that could outperform us.
I agree. Actually, I thought we did really well. I'm excited to see it.
Next generation of actors, you know?
Maybe Tom Hardy and Killian Murphy.
Who's Killian Murphy? I don't think I know who that is.
Killian Murphy is Thomas Shelby from Peaky Blinders. And
ooh,
Tom Hardy is...
Okay.
He's
yeah, I know
Alfie.
Who that is. Yeah. Yeah, those guys are good. What does an actor do you think? If an actor's trying to make it... Let's say, hypothetically, I've decided tomorrow that I want to be an actor as, like, my profession.
Mm-hmm.
What would my steps be?
Well, your steps would be to get nice headshots.
Got it. Casey?
So,
gotcha.
Or Josh
can
even.
Be a thumbnail?
Josh.
Yeah.
Josh can do headshots and then get an agent.
Oh,
and
where do I find one of those?
Well, Minneapolis has some agents if you wanted to stay local. Chicago is also.
And that's pretty important. You need one, probably?
Yeah. Yeah. You can also submit yourself on, like, certain websites like Actors Access is Breakdown Services where you can find some but not all of auditions.
That's such an interesting
agent.
Well,
like
I know so little about all of that, but I think it's really interesting.
Well, my daughter is an actress, so I kind of know quite a bit about that.
Nice.
So, because we lived in LA and she had agents and managers out there.
Wait, did you say
my 10-year-old?
Okay. Your 10-year-old is a daughter?
Yeah. Yes.
My 10-year-old
is a daughter.
Sorry, no, she's
and
an actress.
She's,
I mean,
you're not wrong.
She started
that's exactly
acting
right.
at the age of 4, so.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What kind of stuff was she in?
She's done commercials, and she was in The Deaf, too. She was young.
I see her? Do you think I would have bumped into her?
She was at the aquarium just sitting around.
Okay.
Being, like, a PA.
Does she enjoy doing, like, the acting thing?
Yeah, I think she's... wants to do more comedy. She's like kind of tired of the drama.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
You don't think that comedy is your, you're more of a thriller forward slash
I
drama.
I did a comedy before I did the thriller, but I am more of a thriller for, I mean, when Bodie, you know who Bodie, what's his last name?
Like Warner? Is that
Buddy Warner. He's a Duluth director. He did some behind-the-scenes video for The Deft, and he interviewed, and I had said that just what naturally comes out is dark. So I was happy to do a comedy because it's hard for me to write it. I love comedy. I just can't.
It's easier for you to do
like
sad things? Not sad, but...
Sad and creepy.
Like...
Dark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I feel you. So... You would need to become an actor. You think you probably would need an agent. What kind?
You would need an agent to get you auditions that are hard to come by because the casting directors only provide those auditions to the agents.
The agents, yeah.
So how are you? So you had showed us some clips of people auditioning for the certain roles.
Mm-hmm.
How did they get to you?
Mm.
So I hired Ruth to be my casting director, and she, because we only stayed local, she had a whole file of local actors.
Okay, so she contacted them. Okay.
Yeah. What does an actor do to set themselves apart from all the other schmucks that are trying to get the job?
They go to acting classes and, you know, just work on their craft.
Yeah.
Stay, you know.
It was Go ahead.
Yeah.
It was interesting, like, when you were showing us those clips, the difference between someone that's in theater and someone that has
film.
Like,
because theater it's versus more film.
Yeah, they're very exaggerated.
Over the top. Of their actions. More just in the moment.
Yeah, like real life versus exaggerated real life? Or am I,
no, like am I someone just crazy? Might project more and use their hands.
Mm.
And where in film, you need to be just, your arms need to be down and you need to just use your face to portray that emotion and just be still. Like, you can't, you can't use, like, your hands.
Right.
To weird. Talk. Like, we're in theater.
Yeah.
It just is because you're...
You're up on stage and there's a presence to it where...
Yeah.
I feel like if I was watching a movie and people were doing that, I wouldn't be able to take the movie very seriously.
Right. And if you weren't in theater and someone was just like this, talking...
Get off the stage.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's...
Did you...
Because
were you
then
like,
on film, it's you're only seeing this. So you don't want to be like this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. That's a good point. In like drama class or anything like that?
I'm not an actor. Writing and it wouldn't make any sense. Directing. But I have, I think I've seen and I've been in the classes that my daughter's taken to see, like.
So she's a drama student?
Yes, yeah. Like, okay. Not drama, but film and.
Okay.
Like,
yeah.
Out there.
I thought that stuff was cool, but I always kind of felt like it was kind of like weird people that would typically be. In drama class,
like in theater,
yeah, it just like it seemed. It felt like if I joined theater, like that, I would get made fun of for joining theater.
That's sad.
Am I crazy, or is that? I feel like that's a thing.
No, you're not crazy. I felt that too.
Yeah, it just seemed like the theater. Like
I think it's changing.
Is it?
Yeah, like my school was very accepting towards it.
Yeah.
And then in college, like it was kind of, like I don't know. In college,
I feel
it became
like
a lot
of people would think you were very cute, and and like you'd be very popular. Like
people
Glee
are,
Club, all that is like in right now.
Kids are so ruthless in elementary and high school, though. Like,
I remember. Like,
how old are you?
25. So I must have just.
How are you?
Missed
where
it.
Did you go to school?
Small town, teeny little town, graduating class.
Well,
86
that's why.
Kids. That's totally why.
Yeah, if you would gone in Minneapolis, there's like a million art schools for. For kids. Like,
that
it's popular.
Cool.
It sounds like it's situational.
Yeah.
And
it must have been,
I think it is getting a lot better. I think it's definitely more respected now. Like,
yeah.
I feel like 10 years ago, parents were like, you gotta go to school and get a real job. But now it's definitely way more accepted.
Yeah. Wow. I must have missed it. I always thought theater was super cool. I loved the idea of, like, getting in front of everybody. And
you didn't miss
like,
out. In Duluth, there's even...
Everything.
What's the... But, the theater, like, we're...
I think I missed it.
Like, we had an actress local, like, it was so hard to find diversity out here. But fortunately, we found one person, and her name is Daisha Ramsey, who's gorgeous and super talented. And what was the name of the theater that she works
Playhouse.
At?
Playhouse.
The Playhouse?
Duluth Playhouse.
Was she there the day that I was there?
No, she was on the
day
second
two.
Day.
Day two afternoon.
Okay, let me just show you a picture of her.
Okay.
I mean, she's just...
So there are there, Josh, you know, are there, like, Duluth actors that, like, live in Duluth and operate?
She's in Duluth.
Yeah, I don't think that I met her.
No.
I don't know. I know that the Duluth Playhouse is pretty big. And
yeah.
They do some
oh,
pretty
yeah.
cool productions.
And who did I meet? We met Kyle Picha?
That was
really
Nathan's
nice.
Affiliation. I'm not... too sure.
Well, I met a lot of theater people that helped connect me, like Carrie Greer I met. She ended up becoming my art director and an actress in the film because, like, I just needed people.
Yeah.
So she ended up doing both things
for
me.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
For, like, just free.
I've, Nice. I felt like I didn't reject theater. I think theater rejected me.
Oh, really?
It's like, it was not for me as a kid.
Why do you say that?
I feel like you would be...
I was in two plays. The first one was in, like, first grade. Didn't have a single line. And then the Tom Sawyer one, I had one line.
That's a line.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but there were kids that had way more lines, and I was jealous. And it was tough at that age. Uh-huh. So I went to sports.
Hockey.
Hockey and
How's
soccer.
Your finger doing? It's I'm like good. Obsessed with that right now.
Yeah, there was.
What'd you do to it?
We had an accident.
There was a mirror that fell.
It wasn't, on us. It wasn't, I had a bruise for 2 weeks after that on my arm.
It wasn't from a spirit. It was. Was that?
It could have been.
No, it was Nate.
It was Nate.
It was Nate. We were doing a photo shoot upstairs. Like, I think it was like the day after.
Video shoot.
Was it the day after?
It was like the day after.
Yeah. So we filmed until Sunday evening, and then. Monday we shot some more stuff.
That I was going to help direct more, since I was there.
Some more behind the scenes. And
no, for Rainbow Rain.
Oh, yeah. It was for Rainbow Rain. And one of the... Yeah,
nice. That's plug. All right. Nate plugged it when he was on the podcast.
Yeah, and a mirror fell on my fingers.
And scraped my arm.
Yeah, and hit your arm. And this wasn't just any mirror. It was probably
it
was like
It was the gigantic 200-pound... floor-to-ceiling mirror.
Oh, no.
And we saw it come tumbling, or he saw it come tumbling down.
Like
the almost
stitches or something, though.
Well, he probably did
them. I probably...
And then I looked down, I'm like, there's blood. And so we all check ourselves, and then he looks, and it's him. Mm-hmm. I'm like, ugh.
Yeah.
And it was your hands. It was your finger.
I think we went 20 Band-Aids or something. Yeah.
I'd take a scar over the coronavirus, though.
And he's like, boom. Oh, I guess there I can't play hockey.
There's the transition right there.
We didn't talk. We didn't plan that.
Yeah, no, we didn't plan
that. Sometimes, like, little kids, it's very competitive. But then once you're older, like you've grown into, like, having a very, like, a look that's good for film.
A theater look?
No, film. Thank you. Like, film.
I appreciate
that. Oh, a film look.
Yeah.
I'm still, TV. I'm definitely behind the camera type of person, but.
Yeah, you're a good producer.
I appreciate that.
Might throw you some lines.
Liz, are you afraid about the coronavirus?
Am I afraid of the coronavirus?
Yeah.
I'm more afraid of, like, influenza A. And let me tell you why.
Okay.
Because I went to my friend, all her kids got sick with it, and then she got sick with it.
With influenza A.
With influenza A.
Got it.
And they were sick for, like, nearly a month. And I went to the Minnesota Health Report, and... like online to mm-hmm. check it out, and it's like very high alert. Like there's been nearly 3,000 cases and like several hundred deaths within this last year.
Oh wow.
And so like,
and that's in the States?
That's in Minnesota.
Minnesota. Oh wow.
Yeah. So I'm like, well, why am I not hearing about it?
Yeah.
So, and then coronavirus came out.
Yeah.
So I'm concerned about coronavirus, but I'm like, like, what if they, like, back-to-back is, like, kind of, like, what I'm worried about. Like, influenza
Getting
A,
the flu,
and then coronavirus.
And then
it's,
you finally get better.
And then
get you get the coronavirus.
I'm concerned about just not being told, like, the truth. Like, it's just, that's what I'm concerned about.
It feels
about.
Like the media blows some of these things out of proportion.
Well,
I think
also
that Josh
feels...
thinks otherwise. I think he
thinks I don't think the U.S. is preparing
I don't think we're prepared for it.
I don't know what to do, though. Casey, what do we do?
We're supposed to wash our hands. That's what we're supposed
to
do. I don't watch the news
Casey
either.
I
read the
news.
Yeah. Well, exactly. I mean, we don't have, what is it, like under 100 cases in the United States right now?
That we know about.
That we know about. And, I mean, obviously China's the epicenter of this issue.
Right.
Well,
and
South Korea.
Yep, but I'm saying, like, Japan has completely shut down
North
schools.
Korea is not going to tell us anything. They're right by China.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I'm saying, like, Japan has taken the protocol of shutting down all of their schools, and I think that's, wow.
Let me tell you this. I got an email from our superintendent at school, my kid's school, and it was about coronavirus.
Really?
They're going to be coming up with some sort of solution if coronavirus happens.
That's probably good to be prepared, though.
Yeah, you should have protocols set in place just in case. And, I mean, what was it, swine flu?
Mm.
That was a huge epidemic. That was terrible. and yeah. that
what was that, like 6 or 7 years ago or something?
It's
something
like that. Still, that's influenza A. That's, I mean, it's what part of the influenza A? It's
the
H1N1.
I need to research this stuff more, I think.
Yeah, there was a video I was watching of how, like, the rate of contraction in H1N1 was far worse than what the coronavirus is right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and that, I don't know how long ago that was, but...
Yeah, something like that, I thought. Okay, then, but we had Ebola last year.
Yeah.
But that...
That fills it out pretty quick.
Yeah.
We got that under control.
There weren't even that many people that died.
Yeah.
But Corona's, like, affecting the financial markets.
It gets in your lungs. The person that got it in California, like, without going anywhere, is intubated right now. Yeah.
It was like a college-aged woman, too, wasn't it?
No, 50s. 51, I think.
A 51-year-old woman?
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Gosh, that would be terrible. Could you imagine me the only person in the state that
she doesn't even know how she got it.
Ugh.
That's the thing. They're, like, trying to find out how she got it. No. She did not travel. So how did she get it?
It must have been a product or something that was maybe manufactured in China.
Hmm.
Who knows?
Yeah, who knows? I don't know. I was in... I've been to the Chicago airport twice in the last month, and each time everybody had the masks on. And
really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you can't get those right now.
Yeah, because they're manufactured in China.
Yeah. Well, no, not even that.
And they're probably sold out.
Yeah.
Well, the stock market's hugely affected.
It is.
So that's one thing.
I think yesterday it was down 7%.
So I don't know if
it... Was that like 30 minutes, too?
Yeah, it was quick.
Yeah, wow. We had the news on last night at work, and it was just like headline listening. It was just, I heard that snippet, and I like actually like turned around to watch what was going on. That's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it's like good, like for someone, and like my husband just got his bonus from work, and part of that package is stock from company.
Oh, nice.
So, but it's in shares
from the company he works for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he got like a dollar amount. That's worth a certain value, but that was based off of yesterday. So if it recovers, then it suddenly is going to
be valued a lot more. Which it definitely will. I mean, anytime the market adjusts on things that aren't actually relevant to the financial statements of the company, it feels like they typically bounce back because it's all just out of emotion. So coronavirus might be a good time to invest. I'm not giving you financial advice, people, but think about it.
Yeah, if things are down, that's
how
the
much
time.
Does it cost to make a 20-minute film, a good one,
okay.
like The Deft?
Well, I had a lot of help. Like Nate gave us locations, and Nathan Lipinski, we sat down and we tabulated like what it would have cost me to make that film without the help.
Yeah.
Like Great Lakes Aquarium, let us film there for free.
That's awesome.
And Nathan also let us film for 3 days. They housed all our cast and crew for 3 days as well.
I mean, that's probably tens of thousands of dollars that you saved,
yes.
right? That's huge.
And as well as the crew gave me a break on their rates as well.
Okay.
And, like, the boom operator, David Caron, he only came up, like, for gas money. And, like, that's what a lot of people did because they were like, well, I just want to film... because you're shooting in the aquarium, because I've never done that before.
Mm-hmm.
So that was like a perk for them.
Yeah. Then you talk about, if you want to talk about the production value.
The production value was
like... That's
like
a whole other aspect of what that film
right.
was.
So the cash came out of my pocket, right, with the editing. So like that, I don't know if we want to not talk about post, but just for that filming, it was like, $10,000.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, and that was just cast and crew and food. But actually, Josh and Nate, like, and Dino, like, they, like, paid for the food even. Like, I didn't even pay for the food.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Oh, I paid for some of the food.
The hundreds
I think
of
I paid,
browns.
Like, Crafty, but they paid, like, for catering.
Oh, nice.
Like, so the meals.
Not only did we cater, we cooked, too.
Yes.
Nice.
Like,
star in the film, executive producer, and head chef.
Holy cow.
Yes,
weekend.
It was very nice.
It was a big weekend.
So it was like, but the value, like, with not having to pay for locations.
Yeah.
And getting the rates, it was like $35,000. So when the film is done, it's going to look like a $35,000 film.
Yeah.
But it's a short film, so I don't know if, like, you, it's, mm-hmm. how you compare that to.
Right.
But yeah. it's big budget.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. So then, as you said, the idea with this one is hopefully it's a massive success.
Yeah.
And then you'll be able to get funding to do bigger and bigger and longer films.
Exactly. It's successful. And then when I have my feature that I'm going to work on while I'm here, since I have the mansion to myself.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no kidding.
Then I can, when I pitch it to actors, there'll be some name recognition.
You actors? Did you hear that, Josh? Are you talking to us?
I definitely heard that.
Name actors.
Oh, okay.
For the bigger port, because that's how you get funding.
I get it.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah.
You know, like ScarJo. It's like.
No, I get it. If you need another college-aged asshole, though,
I'll definitely call
another softie to get beat up.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you know, he did push you into him, and is like, he was just standing there.
Okay. If you need someone to, like, hype up the main character, I can do that, too.
Nice.
Yeah. You did good.
Thank you.
That was fun. I called my mom right afterwards, and I told her I was in a movie.
You didn't tell her before?
No, because it was extremely last minute. I was, I think Nate had texted me. He texted me at, like, 10.
So even that night?
He texted me at 10 p.m. the night before. He said, he said, hey, can you be at the aquarium at 8:30 tomorrow morning to be like an extra
film? Well, thank
you so much. Yeah, like, no, it was, even, I don't know, I was like, just, even I was really
dinner,
excited.
Like.
No, I didn't know until, like I said, it was 10 o'clock the night before. I remember I was up with a friend at Sir Ben's, and I was like, oh my God, this is sweet. I'm like, for sure, I'm going to do this. So then he's like, yeah, just be there at 8:30 tomorrow. And then the next morning at 6:30, I got a text message from I forget her name, but she texted me. And said, just wanted to give you a reminder, we're going to need you here at 7 a.m. today.
Is it Ruth?
That might have been it.
That's one of my producers.
Like,
she's
I woke
just
up at
like
6:30, and I was like, oh, my God. I thought it was 8:30. And I was excited. Like, I quickly like, jumped up. And I pictured, like, an entire film, like, waiting on me to, like, come there. So I was, like, freaking out, which I couldn't have been more wrong.
We needed everyone
I showed
there.
Up and was, like, panicking. I was like, all right, I'm here. And they're like, okay, cool. Go hang out. And I was like,
yes.
Which
thank
was,
you.
It was fine. It was just funny. I was panicking in the car ride over there. But I think we ended up filming at like noon or something like that. So I just hung around with Dennis Lampkin all morning and ate hash browns.
You did not.
I don't think I actually had it.
Yeah,
because
I think we had to like return.
Back.
Yeah.
I got my money back.
Right? You did. You brought your money back.
I brought a soggy bag of hash browns.
Yeah,
that's true. We're so sorry. They did a great job.
They did.
Plugged to McDonald's. Like they were awesome. They nice. Totally apologized for the situation. And
yeah.
That was great.
That's awesome. Maybe next time, just only burgers.
Yeah.
Who knows?
So I have some Sacramento, like, connections that I don't think that people know about. Like, I grew up, in Sacramento.
Okay, Sacramento.
A few houses down from me, Captain Marvel. Do you know the actress?
Oh.
Hugh Jackman, is that his name?
Captain Marvel.
I don't know. I'm
Brie Larson.
Oh, okay.
What's her name again?
Brie Larson.
That's it.
She grew up down the street from me, and she was good friends with my neighbors, Kaylee and Krista.
She,
I mean, they were younger than me. Her name.
I was gonna say she's probably 30. You think?
Yeah.
28, 29, 30.
31? Like, yeah, probably like 29 or 30.
I think she's like top three biggest celebrity crushes that I have.
Yeah. So she, like, my neighbors, like their daughters that I used to babysit. We're best friends with her, and her name was like Brianna back then.
Oh, okay.
So before
Shorted
she moved
up.
To LA, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
So you've met her.
Well,
do you have her phone number?
No. Okay. And I did not meet her because I was like the cool older like teenager who was like.
Yeah.
Like I'm
not
only
go
like
hang out with. Little did you know it's Captain Marvel. Could you imagine if you knew that? What would you have done differently if you knew she was gonna end up?
I don't know.
Would
maybe
you have babysat
I would,
her more or something?
I didn't babysit her. I babysat her, like, friends. So.
I'm not in tune with the Marvel Universe. Isn't
really?
Isn't that the guy with the... Or is that Captain America?
You're thinking of Captain America.
You're thinking of Chris Evans.
And who are you saying? What character are you
Brie
saying?
Larson.
Captain Marvel. She...
Oh.
She's got...
And I'm
blonde.
Thinking Captain America.
You're thinking
okay.
of... Yeah, Chris
yes.
Evans.
Okay.
Yeah. But first all you said right. Hugh Jackman, which is Wolverine.
Yeah.
Wolverine. Oh, okay, that's... Okay. Don't know actors' names
yeah.
that well.
Yeah, he's an X-Men.
Okay. Is that in the Marvel Universe, too?
It is in the Marvel Universe, but it's Sony, right? It's not even part of...
I don't know.
The, like, I don't think they are crossed universe. Anyway.
Don't ask me.
Yeah, I don't know either. Do you have any other, like,
yes,
do you
and
know
then Greta Gerwig, was also from Sacramento.
Okay. And she's a director, you said.
She's closer to my age, but I'm still a little bit older than her. And she directed a film called Lady Bird. And, like, I also, like, she went to Catholic school and I went to Catholic school.
Okay.
But I went to a different Catholic school. So, but, like, the film is just, like, so weird that, and it's, like, filmed in Sacramento and it's just very, like, weirdly relatable.
Lady Bird is?
Yes, because, like, being from Sacramento is just, like, very boring. And, like, it's a bigger town than how many people were in the town that you grew up? Like, you said there was 86 people in your school.
Yeah, my graduating class. The town of Crosby, Minnesota, I think is 2,000 people.
So 2,000 people. So that's how big Sacramento feels. It just feels like there's nothing to do.
Isn't it the capital of California?
It's the capital of California. There's probably like a million people in it. But I mean, it literally feels like nobody lives there.
Really? I don't think I've ever heard anything about it other than it being the capital.
Sacramento Kings are there. I mean, I always have to like say like what there is. It's just like whatever.
It's kind of, yeah, you said it's northern-ish.
It's like, it's northern and then it's east of San Francisco.
Okay. So you know Greta.
I don't know Greta, but there's also Colin Hanks. Like, so when I was in high school, I was Tom Hanks is his son. So I was like, but this was when I was in high school, there was like no Google. So that's how old I am. So I was like, I'm going to like make films and like be like this Sacramento, first person from Sacramento to like make films and be famous.
Hell yeah.
And then like I open up the paper because that's how you got your news.
Weird.
And like there was an article about like Colin Hanks being Tom Hanks' son. And then I was just like so angry.
Is he from Sacramento?
Yes.
Is Tom from Sacramento?
I think he might have been, because his son from, like, a previous marriage. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I think maybe he was. I don't know. Or lived there.
Yeah.
But I was really mad, because there was some...
There's still time to beat him, though. Colin Hanks is big, but is he really that big?
But I'm not the first. Like, my goal was, like, I'm going to be the first. Yeah, I'm going to be, like, the first, like, director, filmmaker out of Sacramento. Well, I'm not. No, like, there's Greta. There's Brie.
Oh, okay. So
there's
you're
Colin
saying.
Hanks. And what if you were, like, actually, there's Jessica Chastain.
Even know who that is. She can't be that big. Jessica.
Chastain.
Do you know who that is, Josh?
The only person I know is Tom Hanks. And you know, you want to know who else I know?
Liz. Okay. that's a good point. That Who did you know point. First? Tom Hanks? Oh, probably Tom Hanks. So that's
Tom Hanks stole my heart in Catch Me If You Can with Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh, yeah. I just that recently watched that movie for the first time.
This is so Jessica good. Chastain.
Oh, yeah. She was in...
Let's look at her. Where can we see her?
We'll have to put a picture up of her.
Oh, she was in It. That's probably where I know her
Zero
from.
Dark Thirty. Dark Phoenix.
That's no, it doesn't ring a bell.
Okay, she's so you want to be an actor, but you don't really watch a lot of movies.
I watch a fair amount of movies. I'm not great with names is kind of another thing. So I may have seen them in a movie, but I don't know.
She's a great actress.
And I don't, like, strive to be an actor. I always thought, like, if it just landed on my lap, then sure, I would do it, which the odds of that happening are slim. Although I got a job or I got a gig and it kind of landed on my lap.
Yeah.
In a small way.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah.
It's, yeah, I don't know.
And why weren't you part of my film? Like,
yeah, Casey, where are you at?
I needed like crew to help.
David hit me up, and I think I gave him my number. He said he would hit me up if he needed help. But
I needed some crew. I needed like
hit me next up time. Time. Beat your film.
I needed an AC, like a second AC. Like
it's an AC.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Air conditioner.
Assistant camera.
Oh, okay.
Like desperately
yeah,
needed
what kind
one.
Of cameras were they filming?
We had a Red Dragon 8, and we, yeah.
Just
which
one?
For
yeah, flip. Just one.
Really? You just have one camera?
Flip camera.
Yeah.
For anyone out there, this camera is unbelievable.
It was, and we anamorphic
like
lenses,
the
and
yeah, there was one point during the weekend I was carrying a case, and I jokingly said, to the guy behind me. I was like, oh, what's in here? And the guy was like, oh, just about $100,000 worth of lens. My stomach dropped so quick because I was joking around, like, probably doing something I shouldn't have with the case. And he told me that, and I felt so bad.
Yes, and...
I was just, why are they so expensive?
The
That's
lenses,
what I was just going to say. Why
the
are
lenses
they so
were $250,000.
What?
In value.
That's crazy.
Yes.
Like,
if you just
hold
the
it,
lenses.
You hold it,
that.
And then you see, like, a Ferrari. And you're like, yep, these are about the same.
Because they were anamorphic. And anamorphic is,
oh gosh,
like, the top. Of, it's just.
Is that a name brand, or is that a scientific term?
It means they go in water.
It no.
Is that amphibious?
No,
okay.
Anamorphic
uh-huh.
is, it means that, it's the way it captures the light, and it also is, it's flatter, like, the image is flatter
mm.
When it captures it.
Okay.
So, in a normal lens, like, some of the light that it, it's...
Isn't there a space?
There, the light is, like, ovals, but, with anamorphic, it's, like, I mean, it is a lot of technical...
Okay. It's just it's a big deal. I'll just assume it's a
big
deal.
Yeah,
$100,000 to $250,000 lens.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and there were two sets of them.
There were several lenses.
I know that there were two sets of lenses because they mm-hmm. were one of the directors or one of the camera guys was going down for another film on the next like that Monday. Because didn't we switch
yeah.
like on Sunday?
No, we didn't switch. They just took them all down and returned them on Sunday.
I thought there was a second. So I'm not familiar with the terms on set, but who was the guy that was focusing the camera? What is
that
position?
That was the first assistant camera.
Yep. So
that's what Casey can be.
The second assistant camera guy brought different lenses up. Because I thought he was going to another film like the day after. Or does that
nope.
not ring a bell? Okay, I'm definitely wrong then.
No, it was the same lenses.
Okay.
He could have brought a different autofocus.
Maybe that was it.
But I had the same equipment throughout because I paid to have that equipment.
Okay.
Do you buy it or do you rent your equipment?
Rent.
Okay, that seems like the
yeah.
right thing to do, right?
Well, I don't.
Or maybe
own
I don't know.
I'm just a director. I'm not a cameraman, so I don't own any equipment.
Okay.
Yeah,
me neither. I have a flip camera.
Did you ever have one of those? I have an iPhone camera.
Casey, did you ever use flips?
I never had one, but my friends had them for sure growing up.
Nice.
Before iPhones were a thing.
Right. Yeah, those are the real.
Yeah.
Those are the real deal. So are you? I'm sorry. Maybe you already said this, and I was daydreaming or something. Are you filming your next feature film in Duluth at all?
I might. It depends on the incentives that Minnesota. Like, I guess Minnesota. Like. Does their budget every 2 years? Like, California does it every year, but I just heard that they do it every 2 years.
Okay.
But their rebates are pretty, like, stingy for film.
Minnesota's are?
Yes. So, I really want to do it in Minnesota. So, that's
yeah.
my goal.
Okay.
So, but I think, like,
if
to
not
get
Minnesota.
Producers, like, I just need them
mm-hmm.
to do rebates for... like to get them on board.
Yeah. If not Minnesota, then where?
I don't know. I really
Wisconsin?
No.
Superior?
No.
Ugh, don't go to Superior.
No. Gross. Like maybe Illinois. They
oh.
have a 30% rebate.
Like Chi-Town?
Yeah. Maybe.
Okay.
Do you like Chi-Town?
Yeah, Chicago is nice. Yeah. Sure.
It's similar.
Yeah, no,
yeah.
It's not so bad. You been to Chicago, Josh?
I have.
You like it or you don't like it?
It was all right. I like New York much better.
I've never been to New York.
Did you go to New York?
I've been to New York, but I would much rather go to California.
Yeah,
I will
yeah.
admit that.
Mm-hmm.
California has a 25. Yeah, that's where I'm from. So
right.
I mean,
yeah.
I could do Sacramento, but I feel like that's been done.
Yeah.
You've never been there. How do you call it Sacktown?
I know. I just like saying that. I don't know why. I think
that's
it's funny. I've been to Huntington Beach a couple of times. I've been to San Diego a couple of times. I've been to LA a couple of times. So I've pretty much just been to like
I lived in LA before
southern.
I moved here.
Yeah. Did you like LA or is the traffic
yes.
too bad?
I loved LA.
Okay.
My husband hated LA.
You don't So you're fine with the traffic, or?
I lived with the traffic because I liked
the other things.
Yeah, I liked all the other things.
Mm-hmm. Gosh, that's tough. What do you think about those underground roads that Elon Musk's trying to put in?
My husband worked for SpaceX for Elon Musk before
really?
We moved here.
What was his job? Was he an engineer?
Yeah. Yeah, he worked on the rocket.
That's really cool.
So I got to do, like, the Hyperloop, go to the competitions and stuff.
Whoa.
So, I mean, that's... And then he was actually building... Before he moved, he was boring into the ground.
Uh-huh.
And so, I mean, yeah, it's fine.
That is so cool. You big Boring Company fan?
No, when I was in college, there was this kid that bought a boring hat, and I had no idea what it was.
Oh, yeah.
And I found out that they sold not a flamethrower. And I was just taken back. I thought it was pretty cool. Is that what that project is under?
Boring Company, which is, I mean, it's like just a funny name because Elon Musk is like a hilarious dude.
But he did
like a few funding rounds to raise funding for the Boring Company. Yeah, and that's the Boring Company's goal is to do underground tunnels.
Okay.
So that there's less traffic in Los Angeles. So that was like the first thing they did was they sold not a flamethrower thing, which
I'm mad at myself
because I had one in my shopping cart, like literally was on the button going to press it, and I was like, I don't need a flamethrower.
How much were they?
It was $500 at first.
Worth it.
Which now they're $2,500 on Amazon. You can sell them for.
Well, I've got a lot of SpaceX swag and some Hyperloop swag.
Nice. Can I get a Falcon 9 t-shirt from your husband? Does he have any of those laying around?
I think I still have some that haven't even been worn.
Nice.
They're still like in the plastic.
I would take it. I'm a big fan. I got a tattoo actually that... No, I don't have a tattoo. I'm sorry. I don't know why I said that. I was trying to make myself look more interesting than I am, I guess. Sorry, Casey. We don't lie on this show, do we?
Nope.
Casey lies sometimes. It's okay, though.
The boring in L.A., like, there's earthquakes there. So I'm like, how would that even work? Like, how would you... Are you going to be, like, Superman and, like, hold up?
I'm sure they've thought of it, though. It's not like he forgot that there were earthquakes.
I know, but still.
In college.
Just forgot that calculation.
Crap.
Bring this to the drawing board.
Yeah. It would be, I don't know.
That would
worry me, like... What if I'm the one that's, like, under there? Like, I'm sure I'd be safe in the tube, but, like, how are you getting me out? Like, when there's the earthquake.
Yeah, that's true. You'd hate to be stuck down there.
I'm sure they have
backup plans. I'd rather be down there than up, but still, like, how long is it going to take me to be rescued?
Mm-hmm.
Probably as long as LA traffic, so give and take.
Maybe. Yeah. It depends.
It's
like,
a net zero.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Plus, they keep finding, like, they...
just realized, like, that's great.
What
is it? The net zero for, like, getting trapped under LA versus...
Yeah, being in actual traffic.
Can you imagine, like, the floor just isn't stable beneath you, and, like, here, hey, there's a little bit of snow.
Right.
It's kind of cold.
Yeah.
This year hasn't even been that bad. We're a flyover state.
Poor Liz was locked outside
the
kitch for a little bit.
At least I know my house is going to be there when I go home.
Right. Also, I know that, like if I were to, like, fall into a pile of leaves, I don't have to worry about, like, a black widow spider being in there, like, ready to actually kill
me. That's weird.
What's weird?
Why is that weird?
There's no... I mean, that I never
snakes?
Worried about black widow spiders or snakes.
They kill people, don't they?
But... Like, they're, like, in, like, corners of, like, houses, not, like, under
piles
of leaves.
Sometimes I'm in the corners of houses also.
Yeah, but you just, like, make sure you don't have them. And,
this
like,
is the thing I don't understand about, like, you warm climate folk, is that you don't care about the spiders and the poisonous
snakes.
Oh,
I care about the spiders, but I never had them, like, in
really?
Around my house.
You never, like, had one on your hand or anything?
No. Oh, my God. I would, like, die. No, I never had them.
Even rattlesnakes.
No.
No, we're saying, like, that's
saying,
a serious threat there.
Right. Like, I'm not saying you're going to try to find one,
God.
But I don't know. I mean, what if you're in the woods?
Why would I be in the woods?
Isn't Sacramento?
Yeah. What about Sacktown?
I mean, the... What?
I don't know. Well, like, so, like, I'm a mountain biker, for example. So I'm, like, in the woods all the time,
well,
and, like, I fall.
How can you be a mountain biker? There's no mountains here.
Well, there's, you know, there's trails and there's
actually,
hills.
Actually, Duluth is one of the best mountain biking.
It is. It's actually,
there's no,
it's
there's
top
no
five
mountains.
in the world, actually. It's one of the five
Spirit
gold
mountain.
Standard mountain bike trails in the world.
you've not seen a mountain until you've been to like Lake Tahoe.
I've been to like Vail and Breckenridge, and I was in Park City, Utah recently. So I've seen like Lake the Rocky Tahoe. Mountains. Yeah, and I've flown over Lake Tahoe, I guess, but it's all the Rocky Mountains.
It's not a Rocky Mountain.
I understand
that. It's California. There's no Rocky Mountains in California.
Oh, okay.
It's the Sierra Nevadas.
Okay. You're right. It doesn't compare. Duluth doesn't have mountains like they do. But they do have great mountain bike trails. And when I wipe out the trails, I know that I don't have to worry about landing on a rattlesnake.
But they have snakes. We had a snake in our backyard last year.
Yeah, but the worst they'll do is like slither around you.
Ew.
They don't really bite. Well, they might bite, but you won't die or get poisoned.
And there's been like really creepy spiders in our backyard in Minnesota that I didn't know what the heck it was.
Yeah. They're not poisonous, though.
But they jump.
Well, Casey jumps, and he's not poisonous either, and he's not very dangerous.
And, like, there's, like, ladybugs that just, like, appear, like, I don't understand.
They
like,
smell
what
bad.
What are they doing?
I ate one on accident. But, yeah, they smell bad. But, like, I mean,
but
again,
why?
They're not going to kill you.
I don't know.
Those are
we
invasive
live too
species.
Comfortably. We're worried about ladybugs.
And yeah, the ants exactly. are, like, 20 times the size of ants in California. I don't understand.
What?
Ants. Like,
that's sun, that vitamin. That
they're organic
sun.
Here.
Yeah, that's just it. They're vegan ants.
They need
that's
to,
right
they need to go
is.
Away. They need
yeah.
to die.
No, you're probably right. But is there anything else you guys really want to cover on the High Five with Gage Hartman?
Oh.
I can't think of anything else.
Anything
that I,
major?
That I
what was your, what was your podcast
five?
Experience like?
It was a lot of fun.
Was it?
Yeah.
Are you just saying that because we're still alive?
No.
Oh, okay.
I love that.
That's good. Would you come on after you
wait,
did your
feature film? Wait, we're live?
What?
We can't be live.
Well,
I mean,
say
we'll
live. That's
okay.
It's probably not a figure of speech, but I don't know. It's like, what else? While we're recording, I should say. We're not live.
Yes, it was very fun.
Okay.
Did,
Josh,
I mean,
you have
did
a good time?
I had a blast. This has been a good experience.
Nice.
I loved it.
You just keep, like, moving further and further away.
I am not moving
I've noticed
away.
That.
Yeah, Josh is outside all the time.
I want to, like, move the camera so you guys are more centered.
Oh,
too.
My
like,
goodness. Oh, my goodness. All right, well, thank you guys for coming on. We got to do a high five because it's a high five with Gage Hartman.
Thank you.
And, yeah, thanks for coming
thank
on.
Thank you.
Good show.
It's been
good
lovely.
Time.
Woo.
That was fun.
Yeah.
Well done.
How long was it?